So we're looking at the Rav's Yahrzeit Shiur for Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and we're turning here to page Kuf Mem Vav. So in this Yahrzeit Shiur, the Rav compares Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and we're going to focus now on one particular dimension of this Shiur, and that is the question of mentioning the day in Tefillah. That's called Hazkaras Hayom B'Tefillah. Now the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Omid Beis tells us in the name of Rav what happens if you omitted the Haskar of Rosh Chodesh. What's the Haskar of Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah?
Yalviyovo.
So what happens if you forget Yalviyovo? So Rav says Ta v'lo hizkir she Rosh Chodesh Arvis is Eimach Zirinoso. If you omitted Yalviyovo at night for Tefillah's Arvis, then you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. And why? So Rav gives the answer, Lefisha Ein Makadshin Es HaChodesh El B'Yom. Because Kiddush HaChodesh, when they receive the Eidim, that's only by day. So the Rav asks the question, what sense does that make? If you're talking about Kiddush Al Pi Ra'i at that Tekufa, when they actually waited for the Eidim to come, maybe we could make some sense out of Rav. You could say that at that point there was no, we didn't even know at night it was B'Rosh Chodesh. We could only know the next morning. So therefore, if you left out Yal V'Yovo, we can't force you to repeat Shmon Esrei, because at that point it wasn't yet Rosh Chodesh. We were only Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh in the morning. But now that we have Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, after Il Hasheni we have the calendar, so we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and the nighttime is no less Rosh Chodesh than the daytime, how can we still apply the logic of Rav? And even though it's not clear, it's not 100% clear which Tekufa Rav lived in terms of this, but it's pretty likely that he wasn't speaking to the period before Hil HaSheni, which was centuries before Rav, but rather post Hil HaSheni, meaning after we have the calendar. So why would this logic apply? Truth be told, that even during Kiddush Al Pi Ra'iya, even when they waited for the Eidim, the Chodesh could have been a mole or a chaser. So if you passed what's called a chaser, meaning once you passed the 29th day and you went into the 30th day, you knew for a fact that night was going to be Rosh Chodesh. There was no suffix. And nevertheless, Rav says, Lefish Eim HaKadosh HaChodesh Ba'el B'Yom, there's no Kiddush HaChodesh Ba'Laila, therefore if you leave out Yal V'Yovo, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei.
Why would you make it that if it's the 30th day, if you don't have that situation for the 30th day, so why would you make it that it could be for the next day? I mean, that you're messing yourself up, right? It's only when you have an extra day that you're going to know that the next day is going to be that.
Right, so when there's an extra day, so then you could say the Svar of Rav, that if you turn the clock back to the period of time when they waited for the Eidim, so they weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh until the Eidim actually came. But that's only true if the Eidim came on the 29th. If they came on the 30th, we already knew before they came that was going to be sanctified as Rosh Chodesh.
That's only, if we go, it'll only be six times out of the year, let's say. If it's gonna be.
Right. Okay, but still. So in any event, I just wanted to give you the background to what the Rav is about to say. The Rav now, in a very brilliant way, classifies the halacha of Hazkara B'Tfila into two distinct categories. The first category is what the Rav calls Hazkaras Kedusha Sayom, meaning any day that's endowed with Kedusha Sayom generates a chiyuv of Hazkara B'Tfila, meaning because by virtue of the Kiddush Sayom, you have to mention the day in Tefillah. So which days have Kiddush Sayom? Shabbos, Yontif, right, or Yom Kippur. Those are days that are endowed with Kiddush Sayom. So in those days, we have to add something to Tefillah to mention the sanctity of the day. And number two, there's another halacha, which is called Hazkaras Me'ein Hama'ora, meaning even if the day itself is not sanctified with any particular Kedusha, but that day has a certain, the Rav calls it a Chal Shem, and it has a certain status in halacha, and it generates certain mitzvos, for example, a Tainus, a fast day. So we would have to mention during our tefillah that today is a fast day. Which paragraph are we going to add to a fast day to indicate that today is a fast day? Anenu. Right? Anenu. Now, a tainus has no kedushas hayom, so it certainly wouldn't fit into the first category. What it could be is haskaras me'ein ha'ma'ora, that you have to mention the day because there's something in the day, a chal shem yitzuvo shel yom, that makes it a unique day in the Jewish calendar. I'll give you another example. Let's say Purim and Chanukah, right? Purim and Chanukah are not endowed with any kedushas hayom. There's no musaf, there's no isur malacha, there's no karban, it's not called a moed. These are rabbinic days. I don't know that there's any mention of aser simei tshuva in tefillah. Maybe I'm mistaken about that. But let's just give, we have tainis, we have Chanukah, and we have Purim. So what are the haskaras that we add to the Shmon Esrei on Chanukah and Purim? It's the same for both. Al Anisa. Okay? Now, we haven't yet discussed Rosh Chodesh. We'll have to see which of these categories Rosh Chodesh fits into. However, let's ask the following question. The day obligates me in Hazkar B'Tfil. Either in the first category because it's Kedush Sayom, or in the second category because it's a special day, it's a Yom HaMiyuchad, and we have a Chiyuv Hazkar Me'ein HaMa'ora, even though there's no Kedush Sayom. What would you say is the halacha, and keep in mind these two categories, if I omitted the Hazkaras Hayom? I forgot Yal V'Yovo, I forgot to mention Shabbos in my davening, I forgot to mention Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, I forgot to mention Chanukah, Purim, Tainis. What would you say is the din?
Repeat assurance?
For both categories, or for one, or for neither?
I guess for one.
Which one?
For the Kedushas.
Correct. And that's what the Rav points out, that whenever the Kedushas Hayom generates an obligation to mention that day in Tefillah, if one forgets and he omits mentioning the day, then he has a Chiyuv which he can only fulfill by repeating Shmon Esrei. And therefore, he's going to have to repeat Shmon Esrei and make sure that he mentions the day. However, supposing the day has no Kedushas Hayom, but rather is Halach of Me'ein HaMa'ora, and we gave those examples before, Tainis, Chanukah, Purim, then, if he omits Me'ein HaMa'ora, he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Good? So we have the rules. We've set the ground rules. The ground rules are there are two categories for Hazkar V'Tfilah. One is Kiddush Sayom, the other is Me'ein HaMa'ora. And the difference is that whereas in Kiddush Sayom, if you omit it accidentally, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. In the case of Me'ein HaMa'ora, you still have your Kiyum Tefillah. There's no Chiv to repeat Shmon Esrei. Where does Rosh Chodesh fit in?
Rosh Chodesh is on Moed.
Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. And Rosh Chodesh also has a Kiddush Sayom where?
Okay. In
the Beit HaMikdash. We spoke about this many times. Because on Rosh Chodesh there was a special carbon that had to be brought, the carbon Rosh Chodesh. So in that perspective, Rosh Chodesh really belongs to the first category of Kiddush Sayom. However, it also belongs to the second category, the Rav points out. And that is Me'ein HaMa'ora. Why? He says in the middle of this paragraph on page Kuf Mem Vav, this long paragraph Be'inyan, that Chal Hashem Rosh Chodesh Eino Toli B'Kedushas Yitzuma Shayom Ela Be'uvdashu Echad LaChodesh U'monim Mimenu L'moadim. Now, if you're looking for a special nature in the calendar, then Rosh Chodesh is it, because Rosh Chodesh is going to determine all the special days on the calendar. It's really the source and the root to all days that are endowed with special mitzvahs and special nihugim on the calendar. And therefore, insofar as it's the first day of the month, and from that first day we count the Moadim, of course, Nisan and Tishrei would be prime examples. Therefore, mentioning Rosh Chodesh could be classified under the second category, namely Me'ein HaMa'ora. However, the Rav points out you can differentiate between the two. You could have one without the other. Listen to how the Rav develops this. Supposing you have what's called a Chodesh Mole. That means there's only one day of Rosh Chodesh. It's on the 30th day of the month. The 30th day becomes the first day of the new month. That day has Kedushas Hayom. That was the day that in the Beis HaMikdash, when it stood, they brought the Karban Musaf. Correct? Mm-hmm. Let's read it inside. He says, Yom Lamed L'Chodesh Mole. Ah, Shehu Rosh Chodesh L'Didan. Oh, I made a mistake. Yeah, if it's Yom Lamed L'Chodesh, then Yesh bo chalos kedushas hayom shel Rosh Chodesh al pi hatakanos shenoagim hayom kodesh ulemachar kodesh. O midoraisa kishanu mechashven al pi cheshven. Ach ein bo chalos shem Rosh Chodesh b'tor echod lechodesh. He says the following: if you set up the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, then it's the first of 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. The first of the new month is going to be the 31st day. Correct? That's called the Chodesh Mole. Right? The last Chodesh that we had, which was Tammuz, was a Chaser. Correct? But if you have a Chodesh Mole, it has a full 30 days, then the 30th day is the first of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, but it's not the first day of the month. The first day of the month will only be the 31st day. And therefore, the 30th day, although it has Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, but it doesn't have the status of Yom HaMiyuchad, or what we call Me'ein HaMa'ora. Ki halo eino rishon l'chodesh haba, ela achron l'chodesh ha'avar. It's not the first of the new month, but rather the last of the previous month. On the other hand, what happened during the time, and this was the minig in Eretz Yisrael, that on Rosh Hashanah, they mentioned Rosh Chodesh in davening. Not only did they mention Rosh Hashanah, they also mentioned Rosh Chodesh. In that case, the Kedusha Sayom of the day is not the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh, but rather the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah. And the Rav proves this from Masechta Sofrim, that there was such a minhag to recite not only Rosh Hashanah in davening on Rosh Hashanah, but also Rosh Chodesh. And the Rav claims that day was not endowed with Kiddush Sayom, because the Kiddush Sayom of Rosh Hashanah swallowed it over. It overshadowed the Kiddush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh.
On the same sunset.
It's on the same 24 hours, but he says as far...
It's the same thing. I mean, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh are basically... in the same category, so to speak.
Right, and that's why, according to the Gemara in Erevin, which is not the minhag in Eretz Yisrael at that time, is the current Echad Ol L'Kan L'Kan. There's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh, because the Kedusha Yom of Rosh Hashanah is the Kedusha Yom of Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh doesn't even get a mention. But according to the minhag of Eretz Yisrael at that time, even on Rosh Hashanah itself, they would mention Rosh Chodesh. It means that Rosh Chodesh has a separate Kiddush Sayom, which is independent of that of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, you have to mention both in Tefillah. Now, let's analyze the status of Rosh Chodesh on the month of Tishrei. He says, Asher l'Kedusha, if you ask me the question whether that day is endowed with Kedusha, the answer is that it's endowed with a different Kedusha. Kedusha is Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have a separate independent Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, with regard to its relationship to the month, it's the first of the month. And insofar as it's the first of the month, it has the status of a Yom Kavua to generate a Hazkara Me'ein HaMa'ora. So therefore, summarizing this in the next paragraph, Hazkaras Rosh Chodesh B'Migdash Bo Haya Yom Mekudesh B'Kedushas Kar Musaf. Now, the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is engendered, or that's not the word I want to use, it expresses itself in the karma that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So when they davened in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh, they had to mention Rosh Chodesh for two different reasons. Number one, because of the Kedush Sayom, and number two, because of the Azkar Me'ena Ma'ora. It's not inferior to Chanukah Purim, it's a special day with its own status because it kicks off the entire month. So above and beyond the Kiddush Sayom, we have in Rosh Chodesh Me'ena Ma'ora. So this brilliant thesis of the Rav is that we've succeeded in creating two categories of Hazkar V'Tfila. One is Kiddush Sayom and one is Me'ena Ma'ora. And we found a case, a calendar date, which overlaps on both aspects and both Mechayvim of Hazkar V'Kiddush Sayom. Rosh Chodesh has both the Kiddush Sayom of Yom HaMekudosh, and at the same time, it has the status of Yom HaMiyuchad Le'inyan Me'ein HaMa'ora.
Sorry, again, why is it Me'ein HaMa'ora? Why would you say that?
He's saying that it's Me'ein HaMa'ora because it's the source, it's the basis for any day of the year. When you call this day the first day of the month, then what you're saying is that now I can calculate the various dates in that month. So, for example...
So you have to mention it, that's what you're saying, because it...
Right, it has such significance insofar as it's the first day of the calendar, right? Chanukah is on the 25th. So I have to say today is the first of Kislev, so that I know that 25 days hence, we'll celebrate the Chanukah.
And you can't say that that's not in and of itself. I mean, you can't, you know, like... Because it's got this Kedusha Sayyam, you can't say that... This is part of the Kedusha Sayyam.
But it might not have Kedusha Sayyam. That's the point.
Because of Rosh Hashanah.
Correct. In the case of Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't have Kedusha Sayyam.
For Rosh Chodesh, why is it... I thought Kedusha Sayyam is only if there's an Isur Malacha.
Well, Kedusha Sayyam is one of four things. Either it has its own mitzvah, a special mitzvah, okay, or it has Isur Malacha, or it has its own Karvah Musaf, okay, or it has what we call Aliyah L'Regel. Any of those four dimensions... Okay. Generate Kiddush Sayom or indicate Kiddush Sayom. In the case of Rosh Chodesh, we only have one dimension of the Kiddush Sayom, and that is the Karban Musaf. The Ramban adds another dimension. We spoke about this a few months ago to the Kiddush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. He says that in Migdash, not only did they bring a Karban on Rosh Chodesh, they also celebrated Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. How is Simcha celebrated? Hallel. The mitzvah of Hallel, according to the Ramban Shita, in Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh in Migdash, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. This may print maybe a little bit larger for you. I don't know, whichever you want. Okay. Good. So this is fascinating, that Rosh Chodesh requires us current tefillah under two separate categories. As a result, and now we're moving on to page Kuf Mem Zayin, we can differentiate between mentioning Rosh Chodesh in the Migdash, where you have the Kiddush Sayom, and mentioning Rosh Chodesh outside of the Migdash in Gvulin, where you have no Kiddush Sayom, and the Azkara of Rosh Chodesh outside of the Migdash would solely be based on Me'ein HaMa'ora. So what would therefore be the case, what would be the din if I forgot to mention Yalav Yovo in Tefillah on Rosh Chodesh? Well, it depends. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, Halavai, we should all be in Beis HaMikdash, then you'd have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But if you're in Gvulin, then Azkara Sayom only reflects the second dimension, the second category of Me'ein HaMa'ora. We said many times, like Chanukah, Purim, and Tainus, whenever the Chiyuv of Azkara is because of Me'ein HaMa'ora, then if you omit it, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei.
But did they ever daven Shmon Esrei in the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, I mean, Ki Beis Tfilohi Yikarei L'chol Amim. I mean, besides the Kol Amim, let's leave that out for a minute. But yeah, sure. Beis HaMikdash is a Beis Tefillah.
But I thought it was only formulated after a second bite was destroyed.
Ah, okay. That's an interesting question. I mean, historically, if you're saying when did the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah actually formulate the Tefillah, was the Mikdash still standing or not? That's your question.
Yeah.
I don't know. But let's just get, you know, I don't want to get derailed because we're limited in time. Take a look on Kuf Mem Zayin. Does everybody have that? He says the following, the Rav. There's something called Nihug, which generates a Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. That's fascinating. In other words, the real bona fide Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh exists where? In Migdash. In Gvulin outside of Migdash, we have something else which is called Nihug. A Nihug, and I'll explain what that means, which generates the Kiddush Sayom. Meaning, what we're able to do is, we're able to break the bounds of Migdash, and the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh can expand beyond the Beis HaMikdash. How do we achieve such a goal? Through Nihug. Nihug means that we can be Noe Kedusha on the day, and that engenders a sanctity in the day. I'll give you a classic example, the Rav does mention it here, where Nihug generates the Kedusha Sayon. Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. Do you follow? Today in our time, we no longer have Sveik in the Yom, we still observe Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. Why? Minigav Seni Biyad Deiru. And yet, Yontif Sheni has a Kedusha Sayon. We're going to eat matzah and morar and so forth, and we're going to make brachas. The whole day is a day of Kedusha Sayon. How? How do you generate that Kedusha Sayon? And we have no Bez Nagodol. The answer is the new Kedusha itself endows the day. The observance of Kedusha generates and engenders the Kedusha in the day in its very essence. Now, in the case of Rosh Chodesh, if we want to engender the Kedusha Sayom into Rosh Chodesh, we no longer have the Karban Musaf, what can we give Rosh Chodesh to substitute or replace the Karban itself? Exactly, the Tefillas Musaf. The Tefillas Musaf itself is going to engender the Kedusha Sayom. Take a look on the second line, on page Kuf Mem Zayin. He says, Kemal Yedei Tefillas Musaf, Benogeh Eleha O Al Yidei Halel. He gives another example of Niyu Kedusha Sayom, and that's Halel. Because again, I told you the Ramban holds that Halel on Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa where? In the Migdash. Outside the Migdash, Halel is the Rabbanan. But once we have the Halel of Minog, which is called Minog Avosein B'Yodenu, that Halel has the power to engender in the day a Kedusha Sayom. What kind of Kedusha Sayom? So we have the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh as far as Musaf is concerned. We have the Kedusha Sayom as far as Simcha is concerned, which is engendered by Halel. Ki b'niyug ein ha-kedusha koleles, it doesn't mean that if we choose one particular minug, we can get an over, a complete kedusha sayom for everything. In other words, what we're going to do is we're going to fragmentize or compartmentalize the kedusha sayom of the day. This kedusha sayom linyan musaf, for the carbon. There's Kedusha Sayom Linyan Simcha through Halel. There's Kedusha Sayom Linyan Isur Malach. There are many aspects to the Kedusha Sayom, many dimensions to it. The Niyug will generate the Kedusha Sayom as far as that own Niyug is. The Kedusha Sayom of that Niyug is engendered by that Niyug. So, for example, Halel will engender not an all-encompassing Kedusha Sayom in Rosh Chodesh, but the Kedusha Sayom of Simcha. And Tefillas Musaf will engender the Kedusha Sayom of Karban Musaf. However, there are no other obligations that emanate from the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, as far as Tefillah is concerned, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, when I say Tefillah, I mean Tefillah other than Musaf, because as we said, Musaf itself engenders the Kedusha Sayom. But for other Tefillahs is concerned, there's no Kedusha Sayom. So why do we mention Rosh Chodesh in Shacharis and in Ma'ariv in Shacharis and Mincha? Because of Me'ena Ma'ora, correct? Because it's the first day of the month. So there's no day that is sanctified outside the Migdash as far as the Tefillah is concerned, except with regard to Tefillah's Musaf. So the Chiyuv Niyug does not have any relationship to Azkara in Shacharis or Mincha. You have not engendered, neither through Halel nor through Tefillas Musaf, a Kedusha Sayom in Rosh Chodesh that would reflect itself in any of the other Tefillos. So then, take a look. He says, "Kevan the Maskirin Af Ekev Gorim Achas Shalmeinu Ma'ora Ein Azkara Mechadesh Kedusha Sayom Ki Lo Ba Rak B'Shvila." So then, if the halach of Azkara on Rosh Chodesh is engendered by Me'ena Ma'ora, what should be the din if I forget Rosh Chodesh in davening? I shouldn't have to repeat it. That's what the Rav says. El Dover Echad Kasha. We're left with one major question. Amai, why is it that Yachzeru, he has to repeat Shmon Esrei, Al Ashmatas Rosh Chodesh Min HaTevil if he forgets the Alvi Yoma? On Rosh Chodesh, ha'ein chozin ella al kedusha sayom v'al mein ma'ora. Since the azkara of Rosh Chodesh of Yalav Yovah on Rosh Chodesh is what? is not a relation. It's not a reflection of or an expression of the Kedusha Yom. It merely exhausts itself in the halacha of Meina Ma'ora. Then if you leave it out, if you omit Hazkaras Rosh Chodesh in davening, there should be no reason, no justification to repeat Shmon Esrei. He says, Lefichach Niroliki Hazkar Rosh Chodesh Achshav V'Gvulim Shemeshvilanu Chozrim V'Mikra Shal Shichom Yusetis Al Din Chodesh L'Gamre. So the Rav now is at a breakthrough. He's about to, how should I say, drop a bomb, a revolution of sorts, as to what the nature of Haskara is in Tefillah Rosh Chodesh. If it is only Haskara Sayom, then we would not be justified to repeat Shmon Esrei in an event that we omitted. There must be some other category, some other goal or obligation that's achieved by reciting Yalav Yovo, by mentioning the day of Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah.
Well, it's not only a Haskara, it's a Bakasha also, Yalav Yovo, right?
Right.
You're asking for whatever, returning to Yerushalayim or whatever it is, so.
Okay.
It's not just mentioning Rosh Chodesh, like.
But Neil, keep one thing in mind. Our goal here is to explain what the Unshin Ma'ariv is and the other Tefillahs. So if you're going to say, well, it's part of the Bakashas of Shmona Esrei, you know, we're asking Hashem to come, then you're going to be stuck with this whole thesis is coming to achieve one goal. Rav says that if you leave out Yalav Yovo and Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, did I say Yalav Yovo? I meant to say Yalav Yovo.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do not repeat Shmona Esrei. Why? Because Ein Makachin is a Chodesh Balayla. The Rav is trying to make sense out of that. And that's where he drops the bomb. He says the following, and this starts the section Vav, which I don't think we're going to conclude tonight, but maybe we can fit in one more shiur next week and try to conclude it. But this is a fascinating idea. The Rav takes a step back and asks the following question. I want everyone to think about this question on their own and shoot for the hip and tell me what you would answer. The first mitzvah of the Torah is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodesh. And we are called upon to sanctify the month. And we declare that the first day of the month is Mekudosh. It's Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but that mitzvah is incumbent upon Bezdin HaGadol, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Who can determine that today is Rosh Chodesh? Not you, not me, not even the Gadol Ador. You need a Bezdin. So, today we don't have a Bezdin. Gol Sanhedrin. What happened to this mitzvah of Chodesh Lelechem Rosh Chodesh? Does it still exist or is it gone? What would you say?
You said we used the terminology.
It still applies. That's what our calendar system does.
Oh. Excellent. But what about Bezdin? I mean, we don't have Bezdin.
Didn't they do it for all anymore. The both generations or whatever?
That's not shaykh. I mean, you have to be Mekadesh the Chodesh each month unto itself. I don't know if you could do it, propel it into the future. What do you say about Shmuel?
Wasn't he the one who set the calendar?
No, I think it was Hillel HaSheni. But again, even though you set the calendar, the question is, how do you engender the Kedush Sayom into the day and fulfill the mitzvah of HaKodesh Lelechem Rosh Chodesh? We don't have a bezin to do so.
Something
zecher? So you want to say it's not the real mitzvah, it's only a zecher. The Rav is going to insist, I mean, again, he's very famous for this chiddush. This is really revolutionary. He claims that the mitzvah HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim applies today in our time midoraisa, despite the fact that we don't have a bezin. How is that so? He says, Shechadoshim u'mo'adim, and this you may want to underline, Einam chalim v'nasim e'alehem. There's no possibility that a Chodesh could just simply happen or emerge automatically. Ki'im, but rather, Nikboyim al yidei Yisrael. Yisrael has to be koveya, the day is Rosh Chodesh. That's the mitzvah, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim. So therefore, that mitzvah applies not just at the time of Re'iyah, meaning when Bezdin HaGadol accepted Edom and they were Mekadesh the Chodesh, but even in our time. Because it makes no sense, says the Rav, to assume that all the parashios of the Mo'adim, which, if you look at them, they obligate us to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. For example, Vayikruch of Gimel and Parashemar says, Elamar the Hashem, Asher Tikru Osom Mikrai Kodesh. We must determine which days are sanctified as Moadim, and that itself depends upon Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, says the Rav, you cannot take all these parashiyos and say they no longer apply today. Nira Pashut, ki kol hachadoshim hamoadim, bein bizman ariyo, bein bizman azenik, boim al yidei kviyus Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's kovei the moed. And here, the moed is much different than Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis, we know every seventh day, it's kviyah v'kaimeh, that is sanctified as Shabbos. But in the case of Rosh Chodesh and the Moadim, we, Klal Yisrael, have to sanctify the day. And the Rav has an interesting proof that demonstrates that even in our time, the day of Rosh Chodesh is sanctified. Because what's the chasima for the bracha of Kedushas Hayom on Rosh Chodesh? This we recite in Musaf. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodoshim, or Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. I mean, if there's no Kedusha in our time, how can we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodoshim? What Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodoshim means is that God sanctified the Jewish people, who in turn sanctify Rosh Chodesh. How can we say that in our time, when there is no vehicle, there's no Bezdin that is authorized through Mekadesh Chodesh? The Matbe of Tefillah is completely unacceptable. The answer is that if you take a look at the bottom paragraph on Kuf Mem Zayin, he says, Chaluka kviyas moedim bizman hazeh mikviyasim b'tkufas hara'iyah. There is one difference between the way in which Klal Yisrael are koveya the moed today in our time, as opposed to when they had Edim, witnesses, who would testify in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin would sanctify the moed. At the time of Re'iyah, Bezdin was koveya Mekadesh Lechodesh through a separate, we'll call it a ceremony. They made a calculation, they accepted the Edim after interrogating them, and they were koveya the month, and they said, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. This is all sugyas in Rosh Hashanah. Until they uttered those words, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, the month was not set up with its Rosh Chodesh. But today, without a Bezdin Kavua, who is Koveya? Who sets up the day as Rosh Chodesh? Klal Yisrael. In other words, we don't have that particular action where Bezdin can get up and declare Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. But what we do have is, we have no particular action, but yet Klal Yisrael, through their nihugim and their observances, will engender the Kedush Sayom and determine the day be koveed as Rosh Chodesh.
You're taking it from the Russian, what we say, Chaverim Kol Yisrael?
Ooh, maybe Chaverim Kol Yisrael is very relevant now. It's going to take on a new meaning. Because on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we do what we call Shabbos Mevarchim, and that itself will be a declaration on the part of Klal Yisrael in all the communities over the globe, all over the world, that day coming up, you know, after the so many and so many halakim and so forth, will be nikba as Rosh Chodesh. He says on the bottom of page Kuf Mem Zayin, we're going to turn the page now, that there's a special authority invested in the Bezdin HaGadol to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. The Rambam dedicates the fifth chapter of Kiddush HaChodesh to this concept. But today, in our time, we don't have the Bezdin HaGadol Sanhedrin in Koma. What do we have? The Kviya of Rosh Chodesh now transfers from Bezdin HaGadol to the Rishus of Kol Yisrael. And therefore, we don't have one particular action that we can isolate and point to as being the Mekudosh Mekudosh to substitute what happened when the Bezdin was alive and well. But what do we have today? We have a Kiddush, a Kviyas Hayom, on behalf of Knesset Yisrael as an entire entity, without any particular action that's circumscribed, that's limited. Bezdin is no longer here, but Knesset Yisrael, in place of Bezdin, will be Koveya the Chadoshim and the Moadim through their observances. And now we're on page Kuf Mem Ches, we're going down about seven lines. The Rav says at this point that the fact that we accept the Cheshbon, you know, the calendar of Hil HaSheni, and we make the Moadim and observe them. We make the Rosh Chodashim and we observe them. That itself, that niyug itself, the observance, engenders the Kedush Sayyot. It's koveya the days as special days in the Jewish calendar year. He writes, and here the Hebrew is a little bit challenging. Hahat ama lemaseh likronot hacheshbon. When we follow suit in the appropriate way by reflecting in our observances those principles that are incorporated into the calendar, v'tziyut Knesset Yisrael lo, and we observe the command of those days, that itself engenders the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh and Moadim. And therefore, we have many different actions which are going to substitute for that of Beis Din of Mekudesh Mekudesh. And this whole matrix of actions form one entity of Klal Yisrael sanctifying the day of Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvasei Kufnun Gimel, writes that the Rishus of Kol Yisrael, of the entire people of Israel, their agreement at the time that there is no longer a Beis Din HaGadol, that itself will engender the same Kedusha as that which is engendered by the Beis Din HaGadol. Now let's just think, if you take a look on Kuf Mem Tes for a moment, I'm jumping ahead for a moment, you'll see in the paragraph that starts with Nireh that one of the various Nihugim which engender the day and its sanctity, which are Koveh Rosh Chodesh, is what he calls Hachrosas HaChodesh. And even in the Tekufa of the Gaonim, they would announce the Rosh Chodesh on the Shabbos before. You could take a look in the Siddur of Rav Amram Goen, and it says, B'siman tov yehilonu Rosh Chodesh ploni, yom ploni v'yom ploni. That's all part of what's called the Seder Rosh Chodesh of Rav Amram Goen. There's also a Tikkun Tefillah, which you'll find in the Otzah Tefillahs. I don't know if you use the Otzah Tefillahs. It's an excellent piece of work. And there it explains that Birchas HaChodesh dates back to the Machzor of the Bnei Roma. And there too, we declare the day is Rosh Chodesh. Kach gozu Rabboseinu she'nachriz b'fnei kol HaKodesh hazeh she'yesh lanu Rosh Chodesh ploni b'yom ploni v'yom ploni b'cheshvi Rabboseinu. It's beautiful. Because what's happening over here? Klal Yisrael, as a joint effort, reciprocally, in one fell agreement that combines and connects all of Klal Yisrael together, are determining that this day will be Rosh Chodesh. And they're announcing it as such. Therefore, the Rav says, and this is on the bottom of page Kuf Mem Tes, that not only is Hachrozas HaChodesh a Nihug which engenders the day and is Koveh Rosh Chodesh, but also Tefillah itself, the Shmon Esrei itself, is another one of those observances which engender the day and establishes it as a day of Rosh Chodesh. So we can talk about Hachrozas HaChodesh, we can talk about Hallel, we can talk about perhaps an Isur Malacha, if you know the Noshim have a minig, some women have a minig not to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. There are many different Nihugim that express this idea of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of being Koveh the days Rosh Chodesh. And perhaps the most profound one that is common to all of Klal Yisrael is Hazkara B'Tfilah. The Hazkara B'Tfilah, says the Rav, when we mention Yalav Yovo, is not just a Chiyuv Tamening, a Tfilah, but moreover it has a much more fundamental purpose. Its goal is to be Koveh the days Rosh Chodesh. So the Niyug of Tfilah, namely, that all of Klal Yisrael will mention the day of Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah, that itself has a Chal Hashem being Koveya the Chodesh. And therefore, it itself is a mitzvah, turning to page Kuf Nun, of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. So Yalav Yovo is not the same on Rosh Chodesh as it is on Yontif. On Yontif, we mentioned that today is Yontif. But on Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yovo has another power entirely. Its power is to create the Heftz of Kvius for the day of Rosh Chodesh.
Is that why there's a machlokas and whether or not to say Hallel when you're a Yachid?
Correct. The Rambam Shita is that Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only B'tzibur, because only the Tzibur has the power to generate and be Koveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. It's not you, me, and him. It's not Larry and Sam and Reuben and Shimon. It's got to be all of Klal Yisrael.
how could a yachid even mention Yal V'Yavo?
Okay, so then Yal V'Yavo takes on a different meaning. You know, it's once the day itself is Mekudosh.
From beforehand. From
there is some tzibur on the face of the map that that has Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, I as an individual have a chiyuv to be Mazker the Yom, because now it's endowed with Kedusha. But how does that Kedush itself get generated? How does it get off the ground? What creates, thank you, the Kedush and the Kviyus of Rosh Chodesh? It's the fact that we mention Yal V'Yavo, we recite Hal, etc., etc. And therefore, the Rav says, now we have a whole different idea, a whole different explanation as to why a person has to be Chozer if he left out Yal V'Yavo and Davening. If he forgets to mention Yal V'Yavo and Davening, we asked, since Rosh Chodesh comes under the halacha of Mayan Ma'ora, it's no different than what? Than Tainis and Purim and Chanukah, in which case there should be no Din Chazara. Why is there a Din of Chazara if I leave out Yal V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? Says the Rav. Machmas Chisaran Azkaras Mayan Ma'ora Bemtzos Yal V'Yavo. If it was only the halacha of Me'en Ma'ora, then as a result of omitting Yal V'Yavo, Harei Ein Chozer, we would not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. And that would be true not just for Ma'ariv, but for Shacharis and Mincha. And therefore I don't understand why Rav needs the halacha of Ein Mekadesh Nesach Chodesh B'Laila. He should have just simply said that if you left out Yal V'Yavo in any one of the tefillos, then you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. The answer is that with regard to the other tefillos, there's a special kiyum, a very unique obligation to mention the day of Yal by reciting Yal V'Yavo in tefillah, because that's the vehicle through which we're going to accept the cheshbon and be kovei the day as Rosh Chodesh. If we missed up on that, and again, Joe, at this point, the Rav is not differentiating between the Yochin and the Tzibu. That, I mean, your point from before is well taken. He says, Ulam, towards the end of this paragraph on Kuf Nun, Kol Inyan Azkaras Rosh Chodesh, what's the thrust and the goal of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah? Havi Hefta Shel Kviyus Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, in the aftermath, in the you know, walking in the footsteps of this halacha of being koveya the day through our tefillos as Rosh Chodesh and fulfilling the mitzvah Chodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodeshim, if we leave out Yal V'Yavo, if we don't mention the day, we now have a chiyuv to repeat Shmon Esrei in order to fulfill that mitzvah of being koveya the day as Rosh Chodesh. This is a whole revolution, my friends. No one ever thought of this, I promise you. I don't care how many thousands of years have passed since they established Yal V'Yavo. This is brand new. It gives a whole other perspective on the concept and the kiyum of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah. And now, what we understand so beautifully is the statement of Rav that we began with. Rav says in Brachos Daf Lamed Omid Beis that if you forgot Yal V'Yavo in Arvis on Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat Shmon Esrei, because Ein Mekadesh Nesach Chodesh B'Laila. So we ask the question, what does that have to do with us in our time when Kiddush HaChodesh is Alpi Cheshbon and Alpi Re'iyah? And even during the time of Re'iyah, it made no sense, because we already knew, at least in the case of a Chodesh Mole, that the night is Rosh Chodesh. We didn't have to wait for the Eidim to come till the next day. So what does this mean? But the answer is that in and of itself, meaning, if I analyze Haskaras Rosh Chodesh and Yal V'Yavo from the perspective of the universal dinim of Haskar B'Tfilah, namely, Me'ena Ma'ora, V'chol Yom V'Yom, Tein Lo Me'en Berchosav, you have to mention the unique nature of the day, that halacha doesn't require me to repeat Shmon Esrei. But there's a different requirement of Yal V'Yavo. The Haskara is not just because of the general halacha of Me'ena Ma'ora, but rather Haskara is one particular form, one particular Maisa that's required in order to generate the Kedusha Yom, to be Kovei the Day Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh, to fulfill the Mitzvah of HaKodesh Zalachem. Therefore, if you messed up on that opportunity, you're going to have to repeat Shmon Esrei in order to engender the Kedusha Yom and be Kovei the Day through Shmon Esrei. Now, there are two questions I want to leave you with.
Why not Merv? Again, why not Merv?
Again, because there was no possibility of being Mekadesh the Yom at night. They just didn't. There was no possibility. The mitzvah HaKodesh Zalachem is a mitzvah Seishas Man Groha. It means you need Yom. Don't quote me on that. I don't mean that literally. But what I mean to say is that the yom, the limitation rule, in terms of the way I'm boxed in to be mekayim the mitzvah of Achosh Salachem, because I need to come and testify, it has to be in a bezin that's only functioning by day. There never was a mitzvah to be mekadesh lechodesh at night. I was about to ask two questions. Let's see if I remember them. No, question number one is, if the Rav is right that Hazkara is the vehicle through which we are koveh the day is Rosh Chodesh and fulfill the mitzvah Chodesh Zelochem, I don't understand why that niyug has to be limited to Shmon Esrei. What's the connection between the mitzvah Chodesh Zelochem and the mitzvah Tefillah? V'avadet es Hashem l'keichem b'chol avavchem, right? But why did Ezi Avodah Shebelev Zui Tefillah? Why does tefillah have to be chosen, have to be pinpointed? That's going to be the vehicle, the framework, within which we're going to be Makai in the mitzvah of Achodesh Zelechem Rosh Chodashim. What is the connection, logically, what's the interdependence between being Makadish the Chodesh and davening? That I don't understand. Obviously, it's a Takonis Chazal that davening, that tefillah, should be used as the vehicle through which we determine the sanctity of the day and we kovei the Rosh Chodesh, but I don't know why. That's one thing that's unclear to me. The second thing that's unclear to me, and Joe, this is what your point is before, why does that obligation to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, why does it incumbent upon me, little old me? I mean, I'm not able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So let's say that you had a million Jews in the world, and 999,999 recited Yalav Yofo. You've got the Chodesh. You've already set up the Chodesh. So one out of a million Jews left out Yalav Yofo. It's not Tutmirit. So do something to me. What are you going to tell me? That he didn't have the kiyum of HaChodesh HaZelechem? What, the kiyum of HaChodesh HaZelechem is not incumbent upon the individual. It's incumbent upon the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Why do I have to repeat my Shmon Esrei to facilitate my personal obligation of HaChodesh HaZeh to be kovei l'chodesh? Very odd. So, in Mirtz Hashem, next time we'll have to really analyze this because it's Tzarech Iyun Gadol.
Can't but leave us on a cliffhanger like that.
Okay, so let's. I will try to push it a little further. Yeah, I'll give it another 5 minutes. We're on page Kuf Nun. You have this. Hadvarim nemru ad kol legabi zman acheshbon ach nir du adin bezman ha'ri'iyah. Even during the period of time when Beis Din HaGadol was functioning and they received the witnesses who testified that today is Rosh Chodesh, even in that period of time, Yalav Yavo was part and parcel of being koveh the Chodesh. Even though the Kiddush was done by Beis Din, when they recited, declared, Mekudesh, 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 having accepted the witnesses. Nevertheless, says the Rav, and this is another bombshell that he drops, Beis Din does not have the power to fulfill the mitzvah Chodesh HaZelechem independently. Who are the Beis Din? 71 elders. Great. We respect them. They have a lot of authority. No doubt about it. But how could they be Mekadesh? He says they don't have any independent authority. What is the greatness? What gives the Beis Din HaGadol, the High Court of Israel, some sort of a spine? The answer is because they represent Klal Yisrael. But in effect, they are only the shluchim. They are only the intermediaries. Who and what is Mekadesh the Chodesh? Not the Beis Din HaGadol. That's a mistake. That's an optical illusion. In truth, who's Mekadesh the Chodesh? It's Klal Yisrael. In all the lands that they live in, they are Koveh the Chodesh by accepting the Kiddush of Beis Din. So it's kind of like in America, I don't know if you have it here in Canada, do you have something called checks and balances?
No, that's
part of the American Constitution. There's something called the system of checks and balances. The Rav is using a similar idea, I don't know if he had in mind checks and balances, to explain HaChodesh HaZelechem Rosh Chodoshim. What happens is that Beis Din is going to take the initiative and determine, based on the edim that they receive, which day is Rosh Chodesh. But when they sanctify the day as Rosh Chodesh, that sanctity is conditional. There's a system of checks and balances. Klal Yisrael has to accept it. They have to say yay, 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 and not nay, nay, nay. They have to actually approve of the act of Beis Din, insofar as Beis Din represented them, of being Mekadesh the Chodesh. How do they do so? The answer is through Askaras Yalav Yov. That itself is what Rav meant when he said that, and he didn't differentiate between this period of time and that period of time, that we mention Rosh Chodesh and Arvis because the halacha of Askaras Meina Ma'ora, but we don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if we omit it, because Leil Rosh Chodesh is it cannot. One second, the language here is a little bit tough on me. V'leil Rosh Chodesh mutba b'chalosh shame Rosh Chodesh tzich lazkir aval ein chos l'shmata. Oh, I got it. He's saying that despite the fact, right, that was the word that was missing. Despite the fact that Kedushas Rosh Chodesh incorporates not just the day but the night as well, but nevertheless the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of being Koveh HaChodesh, is limited to the day and doesn't apply at night. Therefore, mentioning Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yovo, at night is obligatory under the Halacha Beina Ma'ora. It's no different than mentioning Chanukah on Chanukah, Purim on Purim, and a Tainus on a Tainus. But at night, we are missing that element of Hazkaras Hayom Tefila, Yalav Yovo Tefila, as functioning as Kviyas HaChodesh. That doesn't happen at night. Therefore, says the Rav on the top of Kuf Nun Aleph, we begin to understand the sugyan brachol slamet omid beis, that if he omits Rosh Chodesh on Shachris, he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, according to one opinion, because he's going to recite it in Musaf. And according to some girsos, if he leaves it out, he omits it in Musaf, he doesn't have to repeat Shmon Esrei, because he's going to recite it to Mincha. And we asked, how is that different than Shabbos and Yontif? On Shabbos and Yontif, any time you leave out Shabbos and Yontif, any tefillah, even one single tefillah, you have to repeat that tefillah. Why don't we say, well, okay, he forgot to mention Yalav Yovo on the morning of Pesach, but he'll mention it in the afternoon at Mincha. Why doesn't that salvage, save the situation? The answer is, because on Shabbos and Yontif, with his halach of Hazkaras Kedush Sayom, then you need a chazara for every tefillah in which you omitted the day. But in Rosh Chodesh, where the entire Chazara is based on the Chiyuv, not of Kiddush Sayom, but of what? Of the main Ama'ora. Therefore, if you leave it out, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. The only reason why you have to repeat Shmon Esrei in the case of Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh is because that Yalav Yovo gives you the Kiyum. It's the vehicle through which you obtain the mitzvah of being Koveh the Chodesh. But that mitzvah can be fulfilled on any tefillah. Who says that you have to be Koveh the Chodesh, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, over and over again? One tefillah, according to this opinion, would be sufficient to clinch, to obtain the kiyum of being Koveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, the kiyum of Askaras Kedush Sayom is fundamentally different than that of Kviyus Sayom. Okay, this will pick up in Mirza Shembli Neder next time. Okay, then we're almost at the end. Hang in there.